CliffCentral.com.
Oh yeah.
Orang mo tama ka smile. Is that your way of saying something?
Yeah, we back, baby. We back.
Yeah,
we
belighted.
Back, mama, papa, we back on belighted. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the most amazing show. Yes, this might be our third installment. Mm. But hey, you know what? This is one of the most cooking shows I've ever come across. Welcome to Be Lighted. And you're with me, Rami and Romeo Mabasa. All of my roms are looking all good in white.
What happened to welcome me first?
I just did. As the first citizen
of the show.
I just did. I just said you're with me. Well, Romeo Mabasa, welcome, Romeo.
You know what?
Okay.
For the sake of our guests, I'm going to behave.
You
so, welcome and good to see you.
Good to see you too, man.
And hope you had an awesome week since we last spoke.
Yeah, but you know what? Funnily enough, today I woke up needing a serious, serious hug.
Did you get it?
Well, I kind of got a cyber one.
Actually, yeah, does that even count?
I don't know, but I kind of like, you know when someone has hugged you before and you kind of remember how the hug was? So I kind of like stole from that and remembered how they used to do it. And that was more than enough, I guess, well, for now.
It sounds like lots of work, though. I mean, can marry control.
Listen, I was alone in my house. It's not like I've got like some brother who I can be stroking and saying hug.
Do you think self-hug would work? Like, you know, chapa we twirl it out.
It's not the same. You know, when someone gives you that hug that covers you all over, like in all the right places, they go up and down, up and down your back, and they squeeze the life out of you. You know, it was that kind of a hug.
Have you ever decided? What is the age group for this? Because I think that certain things need to be.
I didn't say anything illegal. Yeah. We're talking about hugs. I'm just saying, like, you know, when they squeeze you, you know, a nice hug that's just like from your lower back and it goes up and it sucks life out of you.
Okay.
That beautiful hug. Yeah, it has a name.
We're going to beat the life bulb out of people today, yeah?
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to hold on to that. I like it.
Yeah.
We're going to force you to start like, why didn't I think of that type of moment?
I know. But then did someone hug you today, Maromza?
Actually, as a matter of fact, I got two.
Oh, no.
don't be jealous, Bella. I mean, you know, I happened to be at a function. I met a colleague. We haven't seen each other in a while. Like, hey, you know, hugs. It was all good.
Oh, no.
So I'm all hugged up.
Those ones don't count.
I was
talking about proper hugs. You can't tell me about hugs from a function. Clearly, they didn't go down up and down your spine. So
clearly, we need to have a show that focuses on hugs and types of hugs.
Yes. Yes, and types of kisses.
After 9.
Yeah, a bit later. We're going to do it when we deal with relationships a few weeks down the line.
Awesome. So we've got our guest in the studio.
We've got amazing guests in the studio. I'm so excited. I'm so stoked. They're my people. I love them a lot. They're like the most attractive boys I've ever seen.
They are our people.
Oh, they're our people.
You introduced me to them.
Of course.
So I've met them a couple of times.
Yes.
And, you know, I think if there's one thing that they impress me with is their reception. They don't care who you are, where you come from. They will treat you as one of their own.
Absolutely.
See. So, because I look at those kind of gestures. You know, you come in, I don't know you, and they treat me as one of the brothers. I swear, next time you see me, I'm going to be singing with them. Anyway, okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Kwela Tebza in studio. Oh, no, wait. I have to wait for Romeo has to do the drum roll.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, one more time. Let's try it one more time.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, today on Be Lighted, we've got Kwela Tebza
in the house, baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. yeah, you must do something.
Accompany hugs.
I'm going to hug all of you. I'm going to hug all of you.
Can I be
Yeah, well, I'm going to squeeze you guys. You know, can I tell you something, guys? I give some of the most amazing hugs in the world.
And while they squeeze us, guys, Kikupa, we are leaving this country.
No.
We are going to the U.S.
Yeah.
And you can now start calling us Kwela Donald.
What a day.
Trump.
What a day. I heard someone was saying that they're going to change that term. You know when they say you're cramping?
Yeah.
We're no longer cramping, we are tramping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what's going to happen.
So what's happening, guys? Rona ra state or Rona Radula Kamo?
We're going to the stage.
We're welcoming the other guy.
We are really been coming to America.
I don't want melodies anymore.
Yeah.
I want trumps.
Yeah. trumps, lots of trumps.
And we're going to play trumpets.
so that we rhyme, Papa. We rhyme.
Yeah.
We trumpet and we trumpet.
Today is one of those days whereby Other people are leaving, other people are coming back.
I heard about welcoming Samuel L. Jackson.
Exactly, he's already go ARD.
They need to reunite with Thabo and it must be captured live.
And you know our government, it's America, it's got an RDP house.
already.
Citizenship.
He's been on Generations.
Ramukenya leko sasa.
The thing is, you guys don't learn. You don't learn. Tiwo Touch showed us the way long ago. It's time. Manega Touch gets a maluen.
That's how it's done. But welcome, guys. Wow. It's so cool to see you.
Shapmar.
Love that microphone. The last time you sent us,
we're busy with Casper.
We're at Casper's show.
But we're not Romeo.
You've invited us to be delighted.
Where there's light, there will be light. And we are belighted.
It's such a belighted to have you here.
You know, everything is B now. We're changing from Trump, eh? Are you belighted, dog?
I'm B, man.
You know, if there's one thing that we... You know, the brand is so big. The brand Kwela is so big. But then someone might actually would never tell who's who in terms of names.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And we like it that way.
No. You're right, Romy. It's actually important to tell them apart.
Donald Trump will
enough about this Donald
Imagine
Trump.
I'm a good healer.
Okay, the tallest dude out of the three of us, his name is Tsepo. Or Sir Lennox the Second.
Yeah, man.
And the quiet guy.
Sorry, man. I've upgraded from Sir. I'm King Lennox the Second.
And now the king is also the youngest.
He's the youngest.
Okay.
And the guy in the middle, he's a yellow bone. And our mother, they ate something.
They took the whole complexion. We'll grab this for ourselves.
He's like the white guy of the group, right? And the quiet group. He's the oldest. His name is Mpolo Role, and he's named Abraham.
Did you have to say that out?
You know, father of the nation.
He is father of this group.
Okay. And he's the eldest.
Kunji, what's your AKA? Abraham?
Lord
Abraham. But Gaskas Nagi Abraham.
Abraham Lincoln.
And then the Mnyaman of the group, the dark one. One who's talking right now, who's always talking. Edward.
So got
Edward Billion.
AKA.
The loud mouth.
The loud mouth.
The black person of the group.
You're representing.
Konje, more Destiny's Child. Who's the dark one?
Kelly. Kelly's the darkest. You're the Kelly.
I'm the Kelly.
Who's the Beyonce? So you're the Beyonce. Okay, fine. And now that's
Michelle. Why do you choose to be Michelle?
No, Mara Beyonce gets able.
No, never.
Okay, but now tell me. Yes. So now, if Romeo decided to be part of Kwela Tebza... If Romeo decided to be part of the Kwela Tebza, then he's going to kick you out, Teboho, as the darkest. Because
No, can't. For the next 6 years. I can write the flute.
All that he must be doing.
When we perform, we set the flute.
But when you see the three, it's Kwela Tebza, but when Rinaldo Romeo, it's now Kwela Man.
Standard.
I give up.
Pain whistle boys to men.
But
you can kill, the height, correct?
I'm not looking at you. I'm just like me and the guys.
You lost it there. You lost it there. Once you say me and the guys.
Me and the guys.
You just lost the plot.
Okay, fine.
You lost the magic.
Ask the guys, yes.
Okay, Romeo, can you see these guys are trying to take over our show?
No, basically. We're not. It's two dark men on the side.
Yeah,
the hookies. We have balanced enough, Nji. Mm. You know, there's enough for our black sisters and there's enough for our white sisters. Mm. Yellow that side, black this side.
Yeah, no.
All right, okay.
We've got this formula going here right now.
It's the balance.
Okay, balance now, right. let's go through some of the silliest questions that people always ask you. Mm-hmm. Like, are you guys really, really, really brothers?
That's very silly.
You know what I mean? You know, they're like as in brothers, cousins, biological, chronological, to the power to...
Imagine how long we've been explaining this.
Like, I know.
We're brothers, we're singing, and we're brothers.
And no, you're colored.
But I understand at times because... In the hood, growing up in the hood, we call one another brothers because, you know, being raised in one street and we're playing soccer together. So we ended up calling ourselves brothers. It happens, guys.
Mm. Yeah.
That people mistake us
as
those kind of brothers.
Not my brother.
No, my dog, it happens.
No.
My brother can say it's like borders to South Africa. Okay, no, then you are my brother.
Like Steve Ovo is my brother.
Is the brother?
Steve Ovo, give me a show me. Hey, show me.
The brother?
Okay. Okay. Now, brothers, tell me. Mm. Let's talk about music just for a little while. Let's talk about music and the flutes.
Yes.
Or the penny whistles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know that a penny whistle, as much as it's like, we love it in South Africa, but it's one of those instruments that someone looks at it and I think, but it's a penny whistle. Mm-hmm. It's a penny whistle.
Yeah. That name's a penny.
Penny. It's like kesente, you know, that's how much it's worth. It's like it's not worth much. Mm-hmm. And here you are and you've made a big success out of this penny whistle. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And what's the thought behind that? Okay, I know your father played the penny whistle, and he played with his brother.
Mm, true.
Maromza, you see, this is a brotherhood thing.
I'm listening.
Yeah, it's a brotherhood thing. Mm. So, now, your dad, do you call him Elias or Elias?
Brashamba,
yes.
But we call him Daddy's Man.
Daddy's Man. Okay, so now, Daddy's Man was playing with Brajake.
Yes.
Yeah, one?
Yes.
The penny whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And they were big
mm-hmm.
with the penny whistle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And after them, you guys came in.
Mm-hmm.
No, you, Deboho, you started.
Yes.
Ne?
Yes.
I remember seeing you a long time ago on TV by yourself. I can tell you what you were wearing. You were wearing black pants and a cream white jacket.
And I must say, I was very lonely. But now I'm happy my brothers are by my side.
And then these two were nowhere to be found at that time.
No, but they were there.
I'm saying like on TV at that point.
Yes.
So now, take us through that journey. What makes the penny whistle such a family thing?
Mm-hmm.
And what does it mean to you guys? I mean, after all, it's just a penny whistle. It's nothing important like a saxophone.
Well, to us, it is because our father, like you said, and our uncle are like the co-founders of the genre Kwela music.
Yeah.
If I may be honest with you. They're the first guys that created the sound. And I mean, if we go way back, you know, from their stories, we can take more than 2 hours explaining this to you. But I think growing up from a family of icons like that, I mean, the first thing you look at is you first hear the music being played at home and then you see them play and then you become really, really curious in terms of, okay, where's the sound coming from? You know, as a kid, you want to pick up everything, you want to learn everything. And I think that's where it started. And we're fortunate that we had a mother who was very supportive because immediately when we said, okay, I want to learn how to play this instrument. You know, as a kid, you learn and then you just throw it away and then you go and play with other kids. But then we had a mother who was like, you need to learn this, you know, from your father, you need to take it up. And as soon as you take this up, you will see things will happen. And it seems like she kind of knew what would happen in the future, but not really as well. And she didn't even think we'd grow up and be the same height. And, you know, I'd form a group was as big as we formed, but it was one of those. She was persistent and, you know, she was, our father would shout, hey, this is how you play this note. And this is, but our mother would be like, no, it's fine. It's okay. Allow him to shout. Why not just grasp all the knowledge and information you require from him? You'll see. You'll know how to play the instrument. And that's how it started.
All right. And it's also very important to allow our listeners, because The show is currently live, yes. But then, you know, there will be the podcasts just after 5.
Okay.
So we actually have on Instagram, and of course, if you want to follow us on Instagram, it's Belighted Show on Instagram. And actually, we received a question from one Bontu Live, and I think it just kind of like, you know, adds on to what you're saying.
Yes.
And she asks, do you think we should still preserve Kwela music and how? That's question number one.
Mm-hmm.
And question number two is, which of your father's song is your most favorite?
Mm.
Yo, no, yes, we have to preserve. I mean, Kwela music, it's one music that was created in this country. And it has a strong background in terms of our SA icons. You'd name your Lemis, our dad, our uncle, and the rest of them. And yes, us now coming into the picture is we are the next generation. And we also need to make sure that we take this to the next generation. We have to create another Kwela Tebza, another Lemi Special, another
Jack
Leroli, another Elias
Spokesmashiane,
mm-hmm. and the rest.
Yeah. And then in terms of our favorite song, our dad's favorite song, our father created a song long back in the 50s that sold more than 16 million copies.
What?
And then it was remade by more than 15 artists overseas, and he never got a cent from that song. And he dreamt about the song. He woke up in the morning, went to studio, called his brother. He said, I have a song. I dreamt of my mother. She gave me a melody, and this melody is something that we need to work on right now.
Mm.
And then he made a lot of money with it, but that money never got to his hands till date.
But
that's our most favorite song, that any day you can wake us up. Even if I have a roof of my, on my shoulders, I'll remember the melodies. And the name of the song is Tomak.
Mm-hmm. And the second song, you know which one?
Mm-hmm.
When we were learning how to play, we started with that song, which was Kwela Biza.
Mm-hmm.
That was the name of the song, and that's the song that all of us.
That's like our great Araba.
Yeah.
So I think just to then kind of like come back, you know, on the relationship with parents. You know, generally, as guys, you expected to continue a legacy.
Yeah. Mm.
But then, how do you differentiate between, you know, continuing a legacy and actually doing something that you actually enjoy and love and you're passionate about?
Well, I'd say this. The only difference with that is, as much as we want to stick to the original Kwela genre or the original Kwela sound, it becomes difficult then, because as we grow up, I can tell you from 10, 15 years ago, the music we listened to back then was totally different to the music that we listen to. So somehow you have to adjust. Né? And I believe every musician has diluted their sound or their music because of influences that they pick up in the streets and the culture and all of that. But then we always remember where to go back to, because you go back home and our mother will be on some, I think you guys are quite horizing what you're doing. And then someone else will be like, I think you're losing direction. Then we sit back. And another thing that's helped us is we release 2 albums and we'll take a break for like 6 or 7 years,
mm-hmm.
where we like rethink ourselves and, you know what, go back into production and sit down and just do nothing. And we've done that. We've done that with the first 2 albums we released many years ago. We took a break of about 5-6 years.
Yep.
And then we released 2 albums back in 2007 and 2009. And then after that, we stopped. We didn't release any music or anything like that. And that kind of helps to refresh your memory, your thinking, your creativity, and all of that. And I think we feel kind of ready at the moment, and we feel that we can go back into studio and release something.
Wow. Well, if you just tuned in, we are talking to Kwela Tebza, the 3 beautiful, beautiful guys, the only guys I've known
handsome.
To tuck in to tuck in their...
No, trust me, she said they're on purpose. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You are beautiful, guys.
Hensa.
Yeah, hensa.
What? What?
No, you are beautiful.
Once you start beautiful, you're beautiful. Now it,
okay.
Now
okay.
Get over it. You're beautiful.
Okay, wait, guys. I'm telling people that I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Kwela Tebza,
yes.
The only guys that I've known to tuck in their pants inside their socks, and they're not even jockeys.
Yeah.
They are not riding horses, but their pants go inside their socks.
Yeah, you gotta set a trend, yeah. But this is Jules.
And you know, they were wearing happy socks before they were happy socks.
And
you know,
Rami, like, Rami, even the bow tie. Do you know what's going on in schools lately? Have you seen? have you checked the trends?
And now they're wearing their pants like that.
Uh-huh. Kwela Tebza revolves. Revolves.
Okay, now, let's go back. Now that you know, Debo said something very important about remembering not to dilute your sound.
Yep.
And being in 2016, I remember when I was growing up, Romeo knows because he's as old as me. We used to have, okay, maybe you guys, but I don't know if you remember, on TV we used to have a whole program, like a 30-minute program,
mm-hmm.
based on Makhwana Tsotlhe Band.
Yeah.
These guys, oh, like panel beaters, and then next thing they'll be fixing cars. There was like a script happening there, and then next thing they will break into song, they will break into music. And I was thinking, right now, here in South Africa, we don't have anything as close to that anymore.
Correct.
Is it something that if... production people like Boromi, and then they came up with a concept. Is it something that Kwela Tebza would do?
We would. We would do that. I mean, we not like... Okay, in our country right now, I'm just going to be blunt about it.
Mm.
We have these overnight people that just wake up and say, I'm going to sing. And then we have those ones that went to school that... Okay, they went to school. Some of them, they just learned how to play instruments or learned how to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are gifted, and those people are the ones that you can take them anytime and say, hey, I want to do a song. And that person will be there in production, proper, everything.
Mm.
So we would do such because at the end of the day, we are amongst the ones that know how to do what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You can take us anywhere. We'll play, we'll create. We in the creative space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
In a nutshell, we are innovative.
This one, this one like hitting the
Khoi,
the one
the
word.
Khoi, brother.
Okay, and you know what? We're actually going to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
And you guys, you have to play one of your father's favorite songs.
Yeah.
Your favorite songs from your dad.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to play the one that was the best.
We can play all of them.
We can play anything.
Or you're going to play the great R1.
Yeah. No, but going back to your point, Nem, I remember a few years ago, we went to Switzerland and we're playing with the Bern Symphonic Orchestra, I think. And you know how most orchestras play, they read their music and it's scored and all of that, and they follow it beat by beat.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a point where I think they got lost, right?
Yeah.
And we didn't have any score or anything in front of us. We played all the songs from start till finish, and I think we're playing about 15 songs. And the most shocking part was the fact that they didn't understand how do we play music from start to end, and Bona, they have to go through the scoring, and without a conductor, they get lost in terms of tempo, beat, and all of that.
Mm.
And they were like, wow, you guys, where are you from?
I can actually relate to that because I can play a basic keyboard.
Yeah.
Mm. And you know, you'll be shocked to know that I saw this thing and I started playing.
Yeah.
Didn't know. To date, I can't read music. I know there's Amademi Quiven, Semi Quiver, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
But I have no clue how those things work.
Yeah.
I know there's this crochet has these two little marks.
Yeah. Yeah.
What it does, I have no clue.
And,
and what I've done, I actually play with an ear.
Yeah.
You start singing and I follow.
Yeah. Thank you.
And so the question is, where do you say, you know what, I'm going to study music to create good songs, or I'm just going to follow my passion and just do this thing?
I would say follow your passion, but the learning is something that you can always pick up on. You
can
always go back to class. Even if you're 50 years old, there's no limit these days. You can go any day, any time. But there's different people. I've learned that there's maestros that are brilliant more than people that have actually got degrees and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You find someone that can, like there's a guy we played with, his name is Fazil Say. Ne? I don't remember where is he from. Ne? That guy has never been to school. He plays piano, and according to our knowledge, is you don't open the piano, there's that small door, I don't know what they call it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't play the notes
that are inside there.
Yeah,
that guy, the strings, he literally picks them and he bangs them. You know, apparently once you touch the piano there, it's going to go off tune and all of that. But he does. He plays it from there and it's on key and you know what?
Yeah, to add on, even Mozart never went to school, guys, but he's a best writer ever. Till date.
My dad never went to school. My uncle never went to school, but they're amongst the elite of penny whistlers.
Yeah,
virtuosos.
True. Well, that is absolutely true. And another thing that I've learned in South Africa is that we've got, well, in Africa as a whole, we've got that it's like an internal musical thing that happens.
Africa.
You know,
we've got
an inner group that we have, you know. I mean, you're going to church and someone starts a chorus and everyone
in
like soprano, alto and tenor and bass, they're all coming together.
You see what you guys did? We're supposed to go to an ad break and now you got Rami all excited. Can we take an ad break?
Yes, and when they come back, they're definitely going to play for us.
Yeah.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
Takes a success,
yeah, it's definitely like okay. You have the least notes, yes, and
so, of course, if you just stumbled through this show, it's Belighted with Rami and Romeo, and those beautiful sounds is our brother Skwela Tepsa.
Yeah.
And they are in the studio with us, and we are actually all belighted.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think looking at the dynamics of family, the value of friendship, and the power of teamwork, because I think you guys embody what teamwork is about. We haven't even started talking about, you know, how do you deal with challenges? Obviously, as a group, you don't always agree on things.
Yep.
But then how do you find a way to come back and, you know, continue the brotherhood?
Mm-hmm. So before we start, guys, you know what? When I grow up, I want my tone voice, yeah, Romeo, guys, you know. before we go too far, I know we need to explain a lot, but growing.
My man, it's wrong. Don't make me blush. It's wrong.
So you want that voice, eh?
Yeah, that voice.
It's just for you.
Hey, baby. Hey.
and what's his name is Romeo.
Romeo.
In your lifetime, eh?
Maybe we can practice right now.
We try right now, today.
So, what are you talking about?
We don't wait for tomorrow.
ladies, this is Mbo. There's a Lord I pray.
Why ladies? Hmm? Why ladies?
King Lennox, the repertoire.
Because I think when someone is listening to Romeo, they're probably thinking he's sitting somewhere in a room and there are no lights.
Darkness.
And romantic and red lights. Red light special.
Silk robe.
Yes. You know what I mean?
And is this tall dude, you know, he just keeps on walking in his lounge and a carpet hainali boyaboboka.
It's a fairy carpet.
Like,
and
Rami's throwing petals.
Okay, come back. Focus. Okay, fine. We
team
know
dynamics.
You guys, team dynamics.
And
we love it when you get along, but then what happens when you don't? When you don't agree on something?
And we're talking about an issue where you actually have to split maybe for hours or a day or so, and you have to find a way.
What are you talking about?
It doesn't happen that way.
Days, hours. What are you talking about?
You know what? One thing I think, can I take it? Do you want to take it? One thing I love, ne, is, well, I appreciate the most is our creator, and I think the way our parents brought us up, you know, we're never separated at all. So even if there's an issue, the nicest part is there's a middleman always. If it's between Tsepo and I, then there's Mpo in the middle. If it's between Tsepo and Mpo, then I'm in the middle, or vice versa. So I think that's the most incredible thing about us, and the most amazing part is the fact that, you know, our folks, they preach love, love first, you know,
clearly,
love first and respect and all of that.
If it's within the three, then we take it to mom and dad.
Yeah.
But we take it to mom first, right?
Ah, both of them. No, both. They're always together.
Both.
So,
they're always together. Yeah.
Ronald problem.
Yeah.
Tepo did this.
Tepo got off the car while I was driving 160. But look at him. He's still in good shape. He's intact.
Then
he
I'm
must be eating something.
I'm a robot.
So you guys are so silly.
I think also, given the fact that, you know, the show is about life.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we kind of like have spoken a lot about music and, you know, the focus on the group. What is it that, you know, each of you are good at and people didn't know? You know, for example, you give good, you know, relationship advice. You know, you're a good cook. You know, because there's an overlay between the records, right? So what are you guys, you know, working on? What are you busy with? You know, what are those community projects you're involved in? But I want us to separate the business and bring in a little bit, because Belighted is about let's create a light bulb moment for someone.
Hey, Batula, my brother.
No.
We are digesting.
No, you're not. No, but I like, because I think, you know, what works here is like everyone is trying to give the other one a chance. Yeah, it's like, because you go first. At least
we can sing together.
I know for a fact that we good in implementing.
Yeah.
And this, what would happen? Now I'm giving you how we do it. One will come up with a plan. And we have a group chat. If we are not, it's not the three of us. So one will implement, and then one will start sending a voice note. And from there, all of us will make that to come alight. And it doesn't take us a day to implement something and summing it up that this is how we're gonna do it. So whatever project, it gets done in a day.
Okay. And between the three of you, who's the most reliable here? You can't say all of us. It's impossible.
Yeah. You're
okay,
right.
Okay, which one is the most reliable?
Tebogo is reliable. I'm reliable. Tebo is
how
reliable. Men? No, listen. Tebo is reliable, but he's good in terms of summing it up. So we'll do everything else. And
okay, let the CEO speak for himself.
What's your problem? Okay, now I'm one person who's not attached to technology, especially phones and everything. I'm not always on my phone because
they're laughing at you.
Yeah, they are, because
you never answer your phone.
No, I do, but I'll take a while before, because even if when we talk business, I hide away and think about it and come up with a proper solution so that when I come back, I shoot. You understand? I shoot at great points. You understand?
Yeah, no,
stop laughing.
But no,
we're not laughing. We're not laughing now.
Okay, all right. And who's the funniest between the three of you?
Obvious.
King Nofer, man. I mean, there's too many roles in this country, man.
You are the clown of the
whole
thing.
Okay, guys, I'm the naughtiest of the three, of the whole family.
You're the light.
Yes, I keep the family bubbly, even in serious situations when we know we have hit a concrete wall. I'll come up there and solve every problem in laughter. We sleep over it, and tomorrow we'll come back with a solution.
Yeah.
That's my department as a chief.
All right, so let's create a light bulb moment for a group.
Yes.
You are a success story. you know, of working together in a team.
Correct.
But and that's why I went extreme the other time, and I said, you know, there are people who have to break away for an hour or a day just to kind of like cool off,
yeah,
come back and deal with those things. So if you had to create a light bulb moment for a group, you know, because those are part of like your group dynamics, what would be your advice, you know, if we can beat the light bulb out of those groups so that they can get back together right now?
I think in most cases people disagree when it comes to when you want your voice to be heard over and above everyone else. And the third part is every input matters, you know. Tsepo's input matters, and Mpho's input matters, my input matters as well. It doesn't mean we're going to go with either or we're going to choose one specific one in terms of direction, but it's always wise to listen to one another and understand where you come from. You know, that creates a better path for everyone, because you may say no to someone's idea and only to find out that's the best possible solution for everyone else. And there's people who are generally, I'd say, what, how would
strong character?
Yeah,
strong character.
Yeah, and they want their point to be sent across, and it doesn't necessarily mean that that's who they are and that's what they want. They're just strong. That's how they were created. And, you know, once they put something forth, they want it to be done. But they also forget those kind of people that I'm in a team situation and we all have to kind of input or add on spices to make this nice gravy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to give you an idea and I want 10%. So corporates have teams.
Yep.
And the teams are always battling some problem, personal, business. There an idea of coming up with a coming up with a curriculum that focuses on teamwork, and you sell it to the first five companies, and then you actually can make, because you are talking what you are,
Romeo.
You've got the business.
First company, it's where we are right now. That's the first company.
Okay, so
Chief, this is where the idea
was.
No,
like you were saying that someone implements. We are the implementers. We are the ones that switch the lights on.
And there's what our government call. There's what our government call the pilot project. We are going to pilot with you guys and see if it works.
And then to correct Rami, you are the bulb. I am Eskom. You need me.
He's the one who sums it up all the time.
You need me.
Okay. All right. And now, I just want you guys to tell people who are listening that, besides your parents, I know you guys are a very close-knit family, and you and your parents are like tight when you've got issues.
Correct.
They're the first people you run to. And that means they are like your points of light. But besides your parents and your close relatives and family, who has? Yeah, I know you've got. I know your sister as well. But
and
who else?
And she falls under family.
Yeah, but she falls. Yeah, no.
Speak for yourself.
No, wait.
Don't lie.
Don't.
I'm not lying.
I know where she's taking.
Yeah.
I know too. And we are with you.
But now tell me. Now tell me. Besides that,
we have partners.
Who else? I know you've got partners. Okay, we're going to talk about relationships in a bit, but I need to know who else has influenced your life growing up, shaping and putting your careers together. Okay. And just like those people that you know that when someone said this thing, it resonated with me and stayed with me, and it turned my life around.
Okay, fortunately in our case, number one was our parents. Two, our grain played a very important role in our lives growing up and everything. And then I'd say maybe outsiders, you know, one or two, you'll find a Fitzroy there. He's an old guy.
Love Fitzroy.
Yes, you find him that he loves the penny whistle, and he will tell you that, you know what, boy, now my understanding of Kwela music, this is the proper direction. Like, you have elements of different people.
That like for me would be a guy like Junior from Boom Shaka. When I was coming up,
I didn't even know that.
And I tell him till today, when I was coming up as a kid, that guy he showed me the streets. Like, he taught me how the streets work, what you need to do when you're in the streets. Arthur Mafukata as well, because I used to visit him quite a lot of times when he used to be at Stradbury in Yeovil.
In Yeovil, yeah. Yes.
Lindelani Mkhize.
Lindelani Mkhize.
Duma Silela.
Yeah.
Brakeli Petrana.
The People's Bay.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
There's a lot. There's a lot. Even Prandiki. There's a guy a few blocks away from our home.
Mm.
Prandiki had a penny whistle since back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
He kept it for days.
Yeah, and it was intact. It was brand new when he gave it to us. And then there was a guy called Joe Man as well. Jojo's, we grew up with Jojo's from our street.
Mjotow Man.
And then there's quite a lot. You know, the nicest thing is we've met a lot of people, a whole lot of people. And, you know, naming them would be really, really unfair because some we're going to forget and all of that. But there's quite a lot of people that have really influenced us, you know, in terms of life. But the most important thing I can tell you with why you see us this clean was because of our mother. Our mother said, you know what, when you're boys, make sure you're clean. Mm. Penny whistlers from back in the 50s, most of them didn't have... Yeah. No,
they were poppers.
Well, I know that, but then, you know, when you go to the actual, you know, when they do the Maravi thing, kind of a thing. Okay.
Yeah, so she begged us, please dress up for your music, look clean and be always good. And her comment will be, I've never seen boys with socks as white as yours.
Mm.
Now you know that you're clean because most people's socks have got holes and
I still get that even today.
And then to add up as well, I have a partner. I don't know about my brother. They'll speak for themselves.
Now I have a partner as well.
They'll speak for themselves. But she's one person that will always insist order, and then she's helping as well. You know, as musicians, there are times whereby you like. It's your art. You are gifted, but you can't manage it sometimes because you know you have that ideology. You're the chief of the state.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You understand? So she normally brings me down, explain her. You know, if you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because as a growing man, I have my own mistakes.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm learning by the day. Even the phone situation that they were telling you about earlier on, and they were laughing. It was comedy.
did you just strike that pose?
Me and Sumizi.
You're tight.
So
coming out of the closet.
So the issue around busy schedules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dating people in the same industry.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And you know, at some point, when do you draw a line between the relationship must take a backseat, and you know, finding time to, you know, because this goes as well as people with careers, not only, you know, people who sing and so forth.
Correct.
But then it's like someone says, you know, we have busy schedules, we have, you know, top jobs, we are executives, but our relationship is suffering because of time. So, you know, can we create a light bulb moment for those couples who say we are too busy to be together?
Yeah. The eldest must speak.
Mina always say, we can't be selfish. Because I have that and that and that and that to boast about. Because at the end of the day is, we all sleep in one place. So you can never say to a person that you always with at night and say because your day was too busy or whatever, you don't have time for the relationship, or you can't even spare just 60 seconds. Skype then if she's away. Skype if he's away. SMS or something. Call. There's a lot that we can do these days.
You guys are talking technology. Superman is like confused.
Not confused. He's an old man. Skype. there's video calling.
FaceTime.
Like we are local anyway.
So at the end of the day is, if you have a relationship and you love the person that you are with, whether you're in America, whether you're in Zambia, whether you are away, you are able to make contact with that person. And the day you come back, you have surely the person that's going to pick you up from the airport, it must be that person.
And then to add on what Mpo is saying, guys, now simple, straightforward, make time for your partner. If you don't, other monkeys are waiting out there.
Monkeys.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, no,
you'll be in Miami. They're performing in Miami. Someone will be entertaining whoever that you left behind.
In Marosa's voice.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
So in Marosa's voice.
So it's important.
You guys are missing my brand.
So it's important in life that God gave us a simple brain. You can... you can manage your time.
Yeah.
Manage your time. I don't think something called I don't have time exists.
And I mean, just to add on, Lena, I have a very busy partner, but I'll be honest with you, I cannot limit what she does or who she is. In fact, I actually encourage her. We have the rest of our lives to live, and I mean, I'd rather let her do what she wants to do now when she's young than one day when she's old and she's stressing that I never did this because you limited me. You know, once you get to that age where you now go pension or you're, you know, you're done with working, you just want to enjoy life, and you can always enjoy life now and later. There's no limit and there's no format in terms of life. You know what? You just go about it the way it's presented to you. The most important thing, try and be happy. You know, we're busy. Even if she goes away and she always says something, if you truly love me, move mountains for me. And, you know, that's all it matters. If she goes to Miami, you follow her. Yeah. You know,
this Miami thing.
You just pop in for an hour and be like, I just wanted to tell you I love you, and here are your flowers. I'm back on the next flight. Cheers.
Okay. Now you spoke about being happy. Yes. Talk about the rest of our lives, and you also talked about pension and all of that. So, is anybody getting married anytime soon?
We are getting married.
All of you.
It's that thing that we can't share with everyone, but we are getting married
because everyone wants to know.
So don't ask us to know. We are getting married.
No, the thing is, everyone I can say. Everyone wants to know, when are you guys getting married? It's not up to them.
We are getting married. That's it.
We are.
You are getting married.
Every man, every woman must marry at some point.
So.
Whether you marry whenever, it's your own age. At the end of the day.
And besides, what South Africans are forgetting is maturity. You wait until you mature first. Mm-hmm. Instead of taking a poor child and then it'll have a lady complain after complain.
Or sell it divorce.
You can't marry and then you divorce tomorrow.
We don't want that.
Yeah.
You marry... lifetime.
And we have an example of our parents. They've been together for the longest time.
Yeah.
So we want the same life. I don't want to be seen see myself with A and B at the same damn time. No.
Okay, so now let's fast forward a bit now.
Yeah.
Let's pretend you're all married and you've got children now. What are your dreams for these children? Are we seeing a group of penny whistlers, or are we seeing...
Nope.
What are we seeing? And how do you say no so quickly?
No, because there's choices in life. If my children want to be doctors, astronauts, whatsoever, yes, they may pursue in that direction. But one thing that I'll do is that I'll teach them the instrument, give them the history. It's their choice if they want to continue through music. They have hobbies, man.
Mm.
You can use Kwela as your hobby.
And now in terms of penny whistling, yes, the future for that is we have this academy that we'll create and make sure that it's an academy that will never fall. So it's not that our kids
must
need to be in that.
Yeah.
Whether if they want to be, yes, it's
but
a given.
But for others.
Yeah. But for this, it's something that we need to create for communities.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So just in closing, you know, because we are out of time, you know, there's a thing about, you know, running family businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk about the academy. And just very quickly, and, you know, they say the first generation usually succeeds, and then the second generation does something, and usually the third usually goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we make sure that, you know, when we create such a legacy, it lives on for long?
I think balance is also necessary when it comes there. You know, I agree to what you're saying. Family is not always solid in terms of businesses, but it's also wise to also bring in outsiders, bring in visionaries and people that can obviously build your dream to the next level, because family might take it down, but you need family. You also need outside people because they have got their own input. So it's wise to extend invitation to the world, not just your family only.
Right.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, so that it can grow.
And in our case, I think it's one of those where when we create that legacy, it's a legacy that will carry on for ages and ages and ages.
Hmm. Wow, it's been absolutely fantastic having Kola Chesa awesome, in the house.
No, guys, we need 2 hours.
Yeah, it's like it's amazing how time just went. Yeah. It like went so fast. But thank you so much, Mr. Nupperman,
the naughtiest
and the funniest, and yeah,
and
Paul the tallest, and the tallest, then Paul's like the most subtle and
grounded
one. Mm. And as for this dark one. And as for, if that's not the case, then he's a very good actor.
Wait until we go to a club and see who's the calmest. Mm.
Or party. Or Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see him in Miami. We have to close it.
thank
you so much for coming. And we really look forward to, you know, working together, partnering and doing some amazing work together. Thank you. And this is Belighted.
Thank you.
It's Belighted. Thank you so much for having us. It's a pleasure, guys, having you here.
Okay.
And yeah, be good, be well, and keep looking beautiful.
Here goes the beauty again.
This is CliffCentral.com.